Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this morning, as I do every Sunday morning, from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, 89.7 FM, WTBR, on your radio dial. We're about to commence the 241st edition of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland here at WTBR. And for that show today, we're going to be hearing from Edgil Mead, Damien Dempsey, the Dubliners, Porrick Stevens, the O'Neill Sisters, and the Waterboys. So we're starting off today's show with Edgil Mead from her album Bridget and Patricia's with Lady Icarus.
If you dare, dare to fly with me, let your spirit rise to the sky. There'll be no greater high than the thrills you'll have in the air. Come with me, come with me. We'll go to places that you've never been. I'll show you what I mean. If you let me strap yourself in, I must advise you, you'll be flying high up to the sky. The view of the gods is yours if you wanna view it. Thank you. can I describe the splendid tonic effect of flying? To be up there alone in the air, free and in space. To fly is an adventure, and at the same moment, a time of spirit renewal and refreshment.
Just last year I was your king. How we made them summers sing. You kept me safe and warm through my storms.
Seldom sober, I'm a rover, I'd agree. region. Not a star can be seen above. I will be guided without a stumble into the ends of my aim to love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, I'll agree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. He stepped up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stain. He whispers through her bedroom window, my darling dear, do you lie alone? I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, I'll agree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She raised her head from her down soft pillow. We her arms around her breast. Says, why is that at my bedroom window, disturbing me at my long night's rest? I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, I'd agree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Says I, my love, it's thy true lover. Open the door and let me in, for I am come on a long night's journey. She opened the door with the greatest pleasure. She opened the door and she let him in. They bathed, shook hands and embraced each other until the morning they lay as one. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, I agree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
Says I, my love, I must go and leave you to climb the hills, they are far above. But I will climb with the greatest pleasure, since I've been in the arms of my love.
I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, I'd agree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
You never heard that song before. I certainly haven't, but it was very fun, I think, and a good one for the Dubliners. The name of the tune, of course, is I Am a Rover. It comes from their Best of the Dubliners album. And before that, we heard from Damien Dempsey with an unidentified accompanying singer from his album Soul Son with the song Big Big. And before that, as I mentioned at the opening of the show, from Egil Mead's Bridget's and Patricia's album, we have Lady Icarus. And now we're going to hear from Porrick Stevens with one of his more popular numbers, I Remember Show Bands.
Mm-hmm. mansions, covered oceans, lads of luck. Six and six, Jacob's biscuit box. Alvin was showman's, but sure that was the only place to go. Blackaways in the Ohio and the bandits. Johnny Flynn, all of Maloney's bandits, well, I came in. All of them were show bands. Your next dance, please stay on the floor with me. My friends are watching, I want them all to see. This dance hall life, I wish that I was older. All of them were showbands. We were the problems, a walking band, playing in the Phoenix, going grand. Kids were dancing, walking out to the click or click and the twist and shout. All of them were showbiz. We play the leaf to the mighty Evans. Down at Katoma, like taking the lift. £15, we clashed the hand. Belonged to Sonny Cully, he's a friend of my dad. All of them were showbiz. The way you wiggle and wear your hair, the way that you giggle and close your wear. You know I love the dance of life, I wish that I was older. All of them were showbiz. There was Johnny Callan, Billy Collins, we thought Sergeant Pepper's strange. Didn't know the world was changing. All the members showbiz. 20 years later, I got a call from the star doctors on the ball. Blue van loaded the tune commanders, picking the tulip with the hats and the mantles. All of them were showbiz. And so we come to the end of the song. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and especially the boys in the band, Joe McIntyre, Frankie Hannon and Johnny Flynn. That was the best show band I had ever seen. I love the dance of life, I wish that I was old. All of them were showbiz. All of them were showbiz. All of them were showbiz. I remember showbiz. That's when girls and boys went jump and jive all on the dance hall.
That was Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill from the album The Lonesome Touch. And the name of the tunes, the reels, I should say, are The Old Bush and The Reel with the Burl. About this album, Martin Hayes says, "The Lonesome Touch is a phrase I have heard in my native County Clare all my life. It is used to describe a person's music. It is the intangible aspect of music that is both elusive and essential. The word lonesome expresses a sadness, a blue note, a sour note. Even though the music bears the trace of a struggle and of pain, it is also the means of uplift, transcendence to joy, and celebration. The lonesome touch is something that is difficult to achieve. One is forced to put the requirements of the music before all personal considerations, to play honestly from the heart, with no motive other than to be selfless, than to express selflessness, the selflessness of joy, and of beauty for their own sake. For the most part, it remains the unobtainable horizon, the object of inspiration and motivation." And I would suggest, unquote, that Mr. Hayes' music achieves some of that, the achievement of the lonesome touch, if you will. And only one more comment about Porrick Stevens and his song from his album, I Remember Show Bands, from his album Home Recordings. If you lived in Ireland in the 70s and you wanted to hear traditional Irish music, you had to look for it. The big acts in Ireland during the 70s, probably much of the 80s, were the big bands, the big show bands. They were in every church hall, every entertainment center in the country. So if you wanted a night out, you went dancing. And if you wanted to go dancing, you didn't do Cayley dancing, you did show band dancing. So just to let you know that. And now we're going to be hearing from the O'Neill sisters.
So weary when troubles come and my heart burden me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than can be. There is no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so stand on mountains.
Johnny, black as
was an older group that I found in my black bag called the Irish Regiment. And the tunes you heard there were The Walrus, Scarce O'Tatties, which means few potatoes, and Flee the Glen, and Terror Time. I must say I didn't hear the terror piece to that tune, but nonetheless, the Irish Regiment. And before that, you heard from the Waterboys from their Best Of album with A Girl Called Johnny. And before that, you heard from the O'Neill Sisters, their album No Place Like Home, You Raise Me Up. And today in Irish history, on 15th of September, 1916, a new weapon of war was deployed for the first time at the Battle of Fleurus-Courcelette in France. 49 British tanks were assigned to reach German lines over a mile away, though only 9 succeeded in doing so. Nonetheless, Field Marshal Douglas Haig was so taken with the armored vehicles that he ordered 1,000 more. An Irish engineer, this is why I'm reading this, named Walter Gordon Wilson, had designed the prototype for these tanks. Born in Black Rock, Dublin, Wilson was a Royal Navy Volunteer Reserve officer, and according to the military historian Richard Pullen, quote, a genius with things like gearboxes. In February 1915, Winston Churchill established the Admiralty Landships Committee, whose purpose was to create a mechanical solution to the stalemate on the Western Front. William Tritton, the managing director of agricultural machinery company called William Foster in Lincoln, England, began working on an experimental tracked armored machine that became known as Little Willie, after Mr. Wilson. But it was Wilson, indeed, who solved one of the main problems, its inability to cross wide trenches. He designed a vehicle whose tracks looped up around its entire body. This became known as, quote, the Mother, and its prototype was built in 99 days. Wilson then went to the Metropolitan Carriage and Wagon Company, near Birmingham, to supervise the manufacture of Mark I tanks. Yes, we can use the word for the first time in 1916, 125 of which were ordered from the Metropolitan Company and 25 from the Lincoln. The first use of tanks is not widely seen as a success. It allowed the Allies to gain only 5 miles on the Germans. However, as David Willey, curator of the Bovington Tank Museum, yes, there is a tank museum, noted, quote, the direct military impact of the tank can be debated, but its effect on the Germans was immense. It caused bewilderment, terror, and concern in equal measure. And now we're going to be hearing another tune here from the McPeak Family Trio.
Be by your side, I want to be. All those other times I lied, I cannot breathe. There's nothing left to show you now except my heart. When everyone around me grows, I just fall. By your side, I want to
round her flinging the foam and shot burst on our ears from out the wildwood ringing a bullet.
I swear my love is the finest young man, as fair as any the sun shines on. But how to save him, I do not know it, for he has got a sentence to be hung. As he was marching the streets of Derry, I own he marched upright manfully, being much more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. What keeps my love, she's so long in coming? Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or scandal to see me die upon the gallows tree? He looked around and he saw her coming, and she was dressed all in woolen fine. The weary steed that my love was riding, it flew more swiftly than the wind. king, and I'll let them see. A bunch of green.
I'm really happy that we discovered Patty Kelly. Farmer likes him too. The Streets of Derry is the name of that tune, and it comes from a self-titled album. By all means, pick it up if you have a chance. It's Canadian. And before that, we heard from Sybil. She's not Canadian. She's Irish. And the well-known song that she does a very good job with, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Listen to the song and see the movie. And before that, you heard from the Pillow Queens, mainly a Dublin band, from their album Leave the Light On with Be By Your Side. And now we're going to hear from Martin Hayes again. Let's see what he has.
Thank you.
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. While you listen to Celtic Dream with their version of No One Can Take the Place of You. And before that, as I mentioned, we have Martin Hayes, this time without Mr. Cahill, but with Brooklyn Rider, with the thoughtful tune on that was The Magira Mountain. The more delightful tune at the end of the set was The Butterfly. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial. Gurum Ugat Agustihi Shuhugan.